Hey, everybody. What is happening? Welcome to episode 10.
Damn it, Ben.
Damn it, me. What did I do?
You got here late. You got here late.
Oh, my God. I hate being late. I got a talking to from my golfing buddy yesterday. I know I play golf. I'm such a dork. Whatever. He's like, dude, you're always late. You're always like 5 or 10 minutes late. And it's true.
Your intentions are good.
My intentions are really good. I hate being late so much. I can't stand it. And we are late again. And I said that we would not be. And I sincerely apologize. But this was something we'd rather not get into. It was just a crazy...
Next week we'll be on time.
I hope so. For your sake, Ryan Blake. Hey. Yeah, because you're going to get it. Welcome to episode 10 of All Time Top 10 with Ryan and Ben. I am Ben.
I'm Ryan.
Hey, that's Ryan over there. And we're back. And we're back!
We're back!
For another episode. This one is for the ladies and the gentlemen. for the ladies and for the gentlemen in love. This one is all about love songs.
It is.
And Valentine's Day is just 2 days away.
Oh, my gosh, it is?
I remembered this. 2 days, so get your stuff, guys, because it's
your
all
stuff. Get your pajama grams.
Get your edible undies or what is it? No,
dude,
no.
What is your deal?
No, that's not what I meant to say. Oh, stop it! It was edible arrangements. Oh. Those little bouquets, yeah. You know.
Edible underwear.
You could throw some in there on top of it too, if you like. I don't. It's just fruit roll-ups.
Jeez.
The edible underwear. But hey, man, some people dig that, and if you don't, then. That's like your opinion, man. yeah, we are going to be counting down our lists of the top 10 love songs, but with a caveat. They have to be sincere. Is it?
I don't know.
You threw me off there. Thanks. Caviars. They have to be sincere love songs.
Not cheesy.
I was saying to Ryan earlier that I'd like to make this kind of a regular thing, an annual thing. Yeah. Every Valentine's Day, we come out with 20 more amazing, sincere, and not cheesy love songs.
Yeah, man, because my list, when I went through my iTunes, and I had...
What did I have? I had 60 songs that I, when I went through my whole list, so, and then I had to narrow it down to my actual 10. It's tough, dude. There's a lot.
It is tough, and there's just so many, but there's so many cheesy ones, too, and so we have to be really careful, tread lightly.
Yeah.
But I think I did a good job. I'm sure you did. We'll find out.
And then maybe at some point we can do ones that are cheesy.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole separate
list.
And have,
you know, like an Air Supply top 10.
Yikes. all I can say about that is yikes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so... This is kind of what I was thinking. This is kind of like a Valentine's Day mixtape,
yeah,
for your special someone. So if you hear anything you like, go out and get it. Or if you already have it, put it on a mixtape or CD.
If you like it, you can keep it. If you don't, just throw it right on back.
Yeah, but maybe the next one you'll like. So stick around. Don't turn us off, please. Oh, they turned us off.
Damn.
Well, anyhow, we're here. We're ready to go. I want to start this time.
Because I started last time.
You did. And I was ready to argue with you about it, but since you're willing to let me go first.
Yeah, man, it's all good.
Cool. Yes. All right. So my number 10 is from 2005. This is a singer-songwriter originally from the Michigan area. He's currently living in Nashville. And this is Brendan Benson. Mm. I don't know if you're a fan. He had a bunch of solo records out, but he's probably better known now for being part of the Raconteurs, Jack White's other project.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a lot of those songs with Jack White and sang a bunch of them. But I really like his solo record. The one from 2005 is called The Alternative to Love. And I don't know, it's just really sweet, but like really smart lyrics. I wouldn't say he's like Elvis Costello because he's not bitter. He's kind of like a more friendly version of Elvis Costello because he's a lot of good turn of phrase, good wordplay, and really clever lyrics and
gotcha.
Really super catchy melodies. This song I want to play is from that album, The Alternative to Love. It's called The Pledge. And it's kind of a Phil Spector-y. It's got that vibe to it. And the lyrics are just like, it's like gushing for his special someone. Like, he just can't believe that he's this much in love. And I find it really sweet, and I really dig it. So if you'll indulge me.
Yeah, well, of course. I haven't heard this one, so
I think you'll like it. Check it out. This is my number 10, top 10 of our top 10 love songs. Cheesy. Not cheesy. Love song. I'm getting tripped up here. I should just play the damn song. This is Brendan Benson, and this is called The Pledge.
Number 10.
It's just it's so simple, but it's such a nice little slice of love, and it makes for a good Valentine's Day mixtape.
Yeah, you know, and it really does have that Phil Spector kind of a feel with the
what's that thing called?
I don't know what that thing's called. It's like
I used to know what that's called. My brain is done.
But it kind of, you know, like sad. The chimes and everything, like Beach Boys and like a whole kind of grandiose kind of a.
But that was from 2005, so I really like the throwback sound to it.
Yeah.
Let's move on. What's your number 10?
Well, my number 10. Well, let me start by saying that, you know, I mentioned that I went through all my iTunes and then I had 60 songs.
Yeah. Crazy.
And I actually
only had about 40 myself, but
I was thinking about, it was pretty tough to narrow it down, and I was thinking about the, you know, love songs, and there was some that are like, I was thinking about like Beautiful Boy by John Lennon, where he loves his son.
Yeah, I love that song.
Or that one I told you about where the guy that sang a song about his cat that he loves. And but I realized, okay, first of all, it's got to be like you and your special
someone.
It's
romantic.
It's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. But then in order to get down to my 10, you know, I just got married. I got married 2.5 weeks ago.
Ryan Blake just got married.
And all 10 of these songs are dedicated to my wife.
Oh, my God. That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard. All the ladies
it made it
in the
easy
house
for
went,
me.
Aww.
It made it easy for me to narrow down my 10 because these are 10 songs that I would gladly sing to my wife.
Oh, man. You're one-upping me now. I gotta come up with something that's just as sweet as that. That's great.
So my number 10, this is a song called Bright Was the Night.
Bright Was the Night.
And it's an old standard, but it's a standard done by barbershop quartets.
Oh, wow.
And this particular one, it's a group called the Gas House Gang.
Hmm.
And I have this off a disc. It's the 1992.
I was just going to ask you, what year is that?
National barbershop finals. Like they have competitions, and they release CDs.
Do they wear like the big? Do they have like the big, super like curly mustaches?
No, but they all have the matching little outfits, but they don't necessarily are not red and white striped.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was in a barbershop quartet. He was a baritone.
Really?
Back in his college days.
I was not aware. That's awesome. Yeah.
But this song, it's called Bright Was the Night. It's like, saw her standing there, moonbeams in her hair, and she...
Is there any covers of this that I might know? Like,
I don't think so. Even looking for like information on when it was written and all that, I can't even find it. But it's like she... that night I met my bride, and she promised me it's a really sweet song, but it's...
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
The actual technicality of the barbershop quartet is pretty overwhelming. Like these guys won the competition this year, this particular year in 1992.
Wow.
So yeah, that's my number 10. It's Bright Was the Night, performed by the Gas House Gang.
The Gas House Gang, Bright Was the Night. I can't wait to hear this. This is exciting.
Number 10.
Saw her standing there. Starlight in her eyes so fair, sweet radiance all around her. Ever will I hold so deep within my soul the loving vow she that very night I found her. There never was a night so splendid, so it was there I met my sweetheart, she promised me. She would be my bride someday, some fine day. She promised she would be my bride.
that was live.
Oh, yeah, that was live.
I didn't even know that was live. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's what they have, that competition annually, and these barbershop quartets all perform their best hits, the best songs that they've been practicing, and trying to get that gold medal or trophy or whatever they get.
Yeah, they really went all out on that one. I could definitely tell that they... I had no idea it was live. But that adds a whole other new dimension to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my number 10, dude.
That was killer. All right. Right on. My number 9?
Number 9?
Number 9. Oh, I think there's a fire truck coming. We'll try to avoid it. My number 9 is from 1970. This album, the album that this song is on, is considered by many to be one of the most romantic albums ever.
Really?
As the fire truck goes by.
I can't even barely hear it.
I can hear it just fine. It's so romantic.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have this moment to share down by the, in front of the fire truck. 1970, I'm talking about Moondance. That's the album. Yeah.
I already know which one. You told me which one you're going
to... I think I did tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a great song.
It totally is.
It's so... I'm talking about Crazy Love.
Yeah.
Why were...
I can hear your heartbeat from a mile around.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Van Morrison is from Northern Ireland. Born George Ivan Morrison, known by his fans as Van the Man.
Ah.
Yeah. He was the lead singer of a band called Them back in the 60s. They had a big hit with G-L-O-R-I-A. Yeah. Gloria. And had a little success in the late 60s on his own with Brown Eyed Girl, the song that gets played on at weddings way more than this one does, and it's kind of a shame.
This is much... Well, I mean, you know, this one's pretty appropriate for weddings.
Yeah, I would have this to say. This one totally is. Yeah. But it almost never gets played. It's always Brown Eyed Girl.
Right.
But you know, people will never get tired of that song. Mm-hmm. Apparently.
Yeah.
I love this song because it's just, it's so laid back. Like he's like whispering. Like he's using his falsetto voice there. Mm-hmm. And it's so just delicate. And there's that little, the gospel singers in the background.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
she give me love, love.
Yeah. And
praise the love.
There's a line in here that I don't know why. It just strikes me. He says, she's got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never really hear about that in love songs too much.
Yeah.
Like, that's such an important part of a loving relationship.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you were telling me, you know, inside jokes.
Right.
You know, you got to have that.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's amazing that it never comes up more. It never comes up at all.
Yeah.
In love songs. So I like it for that. I like it for just the feeling,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, and the whole album is great, Moondance, and it is definitely one of the most romantic albums ever. So let's hear it. This is my number 9.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. 1970.
It's good.
Van Morrison.
It's good.
It's good. Crazy Love.
Number 9.
I can hear her heartbeat from 1,000 miles. Yeah, the heavens open every time she smiles. And when I come to her, that's where I belong. Yet I run into her like a river song. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, 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 crazy. She got a fine sense of humor when I'm feeling low down. Ooh. Yeah, when I come to her when the sun goes down. Ooh. Take away my trouble, take away my grief. Ooh. Take away my heartache in a night like a thief. She gave me love, love, she gave me love, 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 crazy love. Yeah, I need her in the daytime. And I need her in the night.
I need her.
And I want to throw my arms around her.
I need her.
And kiss and hug her, kiss and hug her tight. Yeah, when I'm returning from so far away, she gave me some sweet loving, brighten up my day. Yeah, it make me righteous. Yeah, it make me whole. Yeah, it make me mellow down into my soul. She gave me love crazy. She gave me love crazy. She gave me love crazy. She gave me love crazy.
Yeah, so sweet.
I love it.
Oh, Van the Man.
How smooth. That's like butter.
It's like that's the, yeah,
you know,
it's not like butter, it's like butter.
Yeah, it's like butter
because it's yeah,
wonderful.
Thank you, Ryan Blake. Now you got me in this kind of mood. I'm ready to just chill out and hear some more.
Yeah,
song. I want to hear something just like that next. What do you got for me?
Well,
okay, do what you want.
My number nine is from 2001. It's from Wilco's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Ooh.
And it's the song Reservations. It's the song that I think closes out the album.
Hmm.
But it's a love song in the way that Jeff Tweedy can do, where, you know, it's the idea that, man, I know that I've got issues, but you're awesome.
and thanks for putting up with me.
Yeah, kind of. Exactly. And yeah. And like, it starts off,
I love that.
How can I convince you it's me I don't like?
Wow.
And not be so indifferent to the look in your eyes, and so on from there. But the chorus that just kills me every time I hear it: I've got reservations about so many things, but not about you.
Wow.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Something
almost everyone can relate to, I'm sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And he says some really, like, really, just peering into your soul kind of honesty, and him knowing how messed up he is. And
yeah.
And he even says something like, something about how it shows how beautiful it is to lie.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, and I just love it. And every time the chorus comes back around, and the production on Yankee Hotel Foxtrot is so cool. And so,
oh, I love that.
Cause you know, his songs, they all originated as him on his acoustic guitar playing these songs. And cause that's how he writes. And then they just totally get broken out into a whole nother thing when they get onto the album.
Yeah.
So yeah. So play this one for me. This is my number nine. It's Wilco. And the song is Reservations.
Reservations.
Number 9.
So indifferent to the look in your eyes, when all has been distant and I've always told lies for love. I'm bound by these choices so hard to make. I'm bound by the feelings so easy to fake. None of this is real enough to take me from you. Reservations. this isn't what you would want me to say. How can I get closer and be further away? The truth proves it's beautiful to lie.
My gosh, man.
Wow.
And you know, it's, and it has so much to do with his voice is so, it's so painful. It seems when he sings some of these things, it's like he's not the best singer, but he, but there's so much soul and passion.
There's
and,
so much character to his voice.
Oh man.
I've always thought that, like, about everything.
Yeah.
You know, even when it's like a song that's like lighthearted, it's yeah. It still has that like, still like pulls at your heartstrings, yeah. kind of thing. It's
and when
all
he
his
says,
voice.
When he says, "I've got reservations about so many things," you know, like just with the way he sings and the way his voice sounds, you know, he does.
Oh yeah, he couldn't be anything less than honest if he if he tried. You know, yeah, that's Jeff Tweedy and that's Wilco.
I've seen him perform that
really?
on online, and he just looks like he's just cowering and crawling under his own skin, like he just doesn't even want to be displaying this in front of so many people, but he has to, you know. And
yeah, well, he's had, you know, bouts of depression, alcoholism. Yeah. I mean, he's been through a lot and produced some amazing art in the process.
Absolutely.
So that was Wilco.
That's Wilco.
That was Reservations from 2001's Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Yeah.
Ryan Blake's number 9. Good choice.
All right, man.
Never even thought of that one. My number 8 I'm going to play is from a British singer-songwriter currently living in Echo Park.
Oh.
Yeah. She hasn't really done anything in a while. I guess she had a 2010 album that didn't do much, but the song I want to play is from 1999. It's from her album Brief Strop, and the song is called Fallen For You. You may recognize this song from the High Fidelity soundtrack.
Mm. Who is this person we're speaking of?
Did I say?
No.
I didn't say.
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about Sheila Nichols. Does that...
No.
It didn't make it any clearer.
No.
I could have just gone the whole time without saying her name, but that wouldn't have done her very much justice. So,
what part is it in High Fidelity?
You know, I don't even know.
Oh.
I have the soundtrack.
That's great.
And it's... It's not saying anything against the song. It's just the song itself doesn't get, it's not featured in the movie. It's not like it wouldn't have made our movie list because it doesn't remind you of a scene.
Right.
It's just in the background of a certain scene, I'm sure. Like maybe like when he's in a bar somewhere, it's playing. But I fell in love with this as soon as I got the soundtrack because, you know, the soundtrack's wall to wall great songs. Stevie Wonder, Velvet Underground, you know, all that good stuff. And this one, I obviously never heard of her. I don't think many people had. And it just strikes me every time. I just, there's something, this isn't a romantic song sang to someone that she is married to or is even with. This is like a longing kind of thing. This is a song to someone that she really wants and she's having fantasies about, and she's,
a particular person?
Yeah.
Or like just in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously didn't say the person's name, but...
Well, you know, because I've heard songs where they're speaking longingly about
I want to be in
that
love.
Situation that they want.
And yeah, or like Queen's somebody to love.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this isn't like that. This is like there's someone she's fixated on,
uh-huh.
and she's having all kinds of really detailed fantasies. Like there's a part where she says, walking around the Guggenheim like a rhyme in my mind. There you are in my car. You know, like she's just like playing out these scenes. But and she said that there was I guess he's a songwriter because she's saying that was just a song you wrote for another girl. I wish the day could be where you'd write a song for me, but it never came. But yeah. I love you all the same.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really it's one of those heartstring pullers too. It's kind of like I view it as like the anti Lisa Loeb. You know, Lisa Loeb has that song "Stay." This is like the anti that because "Stay" is kind of like, you know, it's kind of lyrically it's not lighthearted, but it sounds, you know, this one's more like this is down in my soul, you know, and she really makes you feel it. This is more about the sincere part.
Yeah.
You know, when I thought of this list, when we came up with the list and I thought sincere, I immediately thought of this song.
Okay. Cause
it's really like, it's really heartfelt. So, Sheila Nichols.
Great.
Fallen For You from 1999. This is my number 8 and, check it out.
Number 8. Watching from periphery, I was playing another game. I hoped you'd catch on all the same. Falling from view, did you ever touch me? Floating through your potpourri, I thought I felt your fingers once. After waiting all these months, but I was wrong, so wrong. That was just another song you for another girl, and I hoped a day could be when you'd write a song for me, but it never came. I thank you all the same, but I'll go now, so you won't know how much I'm falling for you. But your walls are still too tough. But I was wrong, so wrong. That was just another song you on all the same.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
Sheila Nichols, Fallen For You.
Yeah.
High Fidelity is such a great movie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. I could watch that movie 1,000 times. I think I'm already halfway there.
Yeah.
What fucking Ian guy?
You slut, let's work it out.
Hello, Rob. You All right. I'm only picking the lines from the movie that have all the swearing.
Yeah.
I apologize, Mother. But yeah, High Fidelity, great movie. And it's a great soundtrack, too, if you haven't heard. You've heard it. Most of it, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Ryan Blake, what's your number eight?
My number eight, one of my favorite singer-songwriters is James Taylor.
Ooh. Sweet Baby James.
This is from 1968 on his first album, James Taylor, which was on Apple Records.
Yes.
Beatles found him. Didn't find him, but they signed him.
They found him under a rock somewhere.
And
playing his plaintive guitar.
And something I didn't know. You know Carolina in My Mind? His song Carolina in My Mind?
I don't know that one.
Paul and George sang.
Yeah.
Vocals on that.
And okay. Then, it's great work. And but this song I'm playing is Something in the Way She Moves.
Oh.
And
really,
but if you remember Something in the Way She Moves, and then the chorus, I Feel Fine, and he was going to actually title it I Feel Fine, but the Beatles already had a song called I Feel Fine, so he changed it. But
yeah,
then, but Something in the Way She Moves inspired George to write Something.
Right.
And it came from, it was inspired by this song. That's what that's what's been said.
Wow. Another great romantic song, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely. I hope to hear it today. It's on a list somewhere.
It's not mine.
No? It's an alternate for me.
I didn't put it on because I actually didn't put any Beatles on today.
I didn't either. Yeah, I was thinking about, we put them on all the time.
And yeah.
They deservedly. But, you know, it's too easy sometimes. Because there's like 20 different Beatles songs you could put on this show, here, there, and everywhere, something, you know.
Yeah.
But everyone knows those songs. Let's.
But the premise of this song, I feel fine anytime she's around me. And she's around me now all the time, so I feel
fine. Sounds like James Taylor to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has his delivery, and it's so just casual and easy and just like, you know. You just believe him, you know? He's clearly in love.
It's all in the delivery. It's all in the quality of his voice.
Yeah.
And just, you know, he couldn't write a cynical song if he tried.
Yeah.
Or if he did, everyone would say, like, oh, that's so uplifting. Like, no one would get it, you know?
Yeah. I heard, actually, something about him. He recorded his first album, and they did a bunch of... like major production onto it and added a bunch of different instrumentation and things.
Oh.
And then he did this album and they stripped down all of that stuff. And it was just pretty much him with his acoustic and singing and the songs are all just killed, you know?
Wow.
It all the other stuff hid the trueness of his songs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, play this one.
Okay.
My number eight, Something in the Way She Moves by JT. James Taylor,
James.
1968.
Number eight.
Taylor.
There's something in the way she moves, or looks my way, or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. If I'm feeling down and blue, or troubled by some foolish game, she always seems to make me change my mind. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. She's around me now, almost all the time. If I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time, and I feel fine. Every now and then, the things I lean on lose the meaning, and I find myself careening places where I should not let me go. She has the power to go when no one else can find me. Yes, and to silently remind me of the happiness and good times that I know. Well, I said I just got to know them. It isn't what she's got to say, or how she thinks, or where she's been. To me, the words are nice, the way they sound. I'd like to hear them best that way. It doesn't much matter what they mean. Well, she says they're mostly just to calm me down. I feel fine anytime she's around me now. Well, she's around me now almost all the time. And if I'm well, you can tell that she's been with me now. She's been with me now quite a long, long time. Yes, and I feel fine.
Oh, James Taylor. He just has that honey voice, you know?
Yeah. God.
Just ridiculous. I was just thinking about, you know, how they say, like, everyone's voice is a unique instrument. It's a, you know... They need to find a way to bottle his voice and put it on an instrument that you can play. You know, you know how like Wurlitzer has its own sound.
Yeah,
bring out the James Taylor for this track. Let's play the James Taylor because it's so unique and it's so warm. Like it's just it's perfect for a song like that.
Right.
For most of his stuff, like it's just, man,
it's good stuff, man. Yeah, something in the way she moves.
Love it. We're going to pick things up a little bit now.
Yeah.
You were just asking me, like, dude, are all your songs slow songs, too? Yeah. Like, you know, no. I had a lot of them that I could have picked, but, yeah, you gotta mix it up.
Yeah.
You gotta pick it up. I'm sure you have a bunch of, yeah. Well, we're going to pick it up now. We're going to go with some Stevie.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, Stevie could have been on this list. He could have done top 10 sincere and not cheesy love songs written by Stevie Wonder or performed by Stevie Wonder. I mean, he's got tons of them, and he's so good at it. This one I want to play, it's from 1968. You know this song. You love this song. We tried to play this song before, and it failed miserably because it's so complicated. And I'm talking about For Once in My Life.
Yeah.
This song sounds so simple, but, man, it's
dude, the chord progressions in this, the chord progression is so gnarly in this song. And then... And then it changes key. What's it called? It modulates and does the whole thing all over again. It's like,
I know,
dude.
And I have here in my notes, it says James Jamerson going nuts.
Yeah.
And
he does.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of his best tracks ever.
Pretty much why you wanted to do this song is because of being able to play this.
Give
this
me a chance
baseline.
To try it. Yeah, his stuff was completely improvised, and all one take.
This is the song where if you found it online, you could see a video of you playing this bass line.
No, I'm thinking of I Was Made to Love Her.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that one's. I mean, it's another.
Yeah, okay.
Insane James Jamerson one. This one is more. I don't know. It's more before
just an absolute kick-ass harmonica bit in it too, right?
Yep.
Oh,
so good. What's his name? Desmond Decker did a really good version of this song.
Oh, really?
Kind of a reggae version. Yeah. Stevie Wonder, born Stevland Hardaway Morris, blind shortly after birth, due to prematurely born. So sad, but total child prodigy. Mm-hmm. Picked up. He plays bass, drums, piano, like everything, like horns.
Yeah.
And he
harmonica.
Yeah. He was playing all that stuff at like age 9.
Yeah.
You know, and he was performing at age 10.
Yeah.
They called him Little Stevie Wonder.
Little Stevie Wonder.
Yep. And this song was written, not written by him though, although he did write, I never knew this, but he wrote Tears of a Clown.
Oh,
Huh. Doesn't it's crazy. Yeah.
Did Smokey Robinson write this?
No.
Oh.
This was written by Ron.
Did they make a trade?
Yeah. They should have done that. No, this was written by Ron Miller and Orlando Merdin. And before this version came out, there were slow versions of it. This was the first up-tempo version of the song. Tony Bennett did a version of it.
Oh.
Yeah, the Temptations tried it. And just like you always see, Berry Gordy hated this version. He's like, they begged him to finally release it. And he was like, it's gonna be bad. But, you know, sure enough, the song went to number two on the charts. And the song that kept it from being number one was Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, really? The other Motown.
Right, which was another one that Berry Gordy hated.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Like, you know, I mean, he had a great track record, but sometimes you know, you whiff a little bit.
Was that on our Heartbreak?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, we missed out on that
one. Funny.
Damn. But it'll come out. It'll find a place on this show at some point, for sure. But
Fruit-related songs?
Yeah, that's from like year 17 when we get down to fruit.
Top 10 songs about fruit.
Top 10 songs about asparagus. Yeah. I think that can wait, but it'll find a way. But right now it's my number 7 sincere and not cheesy love song. This is For Once in My Life from Stevie Wonder, 1968.
Number 7.
I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it.
I know, but
difficult.
Has there ever been just a greater expression of just joy, the joy of being in love?
Yeah, no.
You know,
I'm going to try to find it.
Well, I mean, there's different kinds of being in love, and that's just like the, you know, jump for joy kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So you don't have to kind of top that. You can find other even more awesome.
Tip top.
You can find even more awesome ways to express it, but.
Pretty great.
Stevie Wonder, What's your number seven, Ryan Blake?
My number seven is from a musical.
Oh.
It's from Gigi from 1958.
Uh-oh. I hope my wife's listening.
And this is a song. It's called I Remember It Well. Hmm. And it's from a scene in the movie where it's Maurice Chevalier, that French actor.
That guy?
And the female character, her name's Hermione Gingwald. Or Gingold, something like
sure
that. But it's Hermione. But
that's
anyway,
okay.
But the idea they're a super old couple. They're like in their 70s or something, and uh-huh. they had had some kind of romance when they were younger in their life, mm-hmm. and then they met each other in this movie, and they sing this song to each other, remembering what it was like when they had this romantic thing.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
But what's so... Right? Yeah, see, I find it so cute. old people who are just clearly in love.
Yeah,
still.
Even after 50, 60 years, they're
right.
still just all... Yeah.
Like my parents hold hands and they walk down the street when they're, you know...
Aww.
And I was at my work this past week. There was
are you
this,
trying to say your parents are old, by the way?
Well, you know, they're getting older, and they've been married for 46 years.
Whoa. Well, okay.
So
maybe they are.
But there is this couple at the hospital. One, the man was 97.
Oh my
His
God.
Wife was 92, and they've been married for, you know, God knows how long, 60,
oh my God.
60 plus years, something
yeah,
like
yeah.
that. But the husband, from when they first started dating... For every month anniversary, he bought her flowers for the entire span of their relationship up till now.
Oh my God.
And he continues to do it. and it's just one of those adorable things with older people in love. But anyway, in this song, I Remember It Well. What's funny about this one is he's remembering it, and then she's correcting him with every single thing that he remembers. And like he's like, remember that carriage ride? And she's like, you walked me home. She's like, you lost a glove. She's like, I lost a comb. And he's like, oh yeah, I remember it well. That brilliant sky. She's like, we had some rain. He's like, those Russian songs, yeah, from sunny Spain. You know, it's every single
I
thing that,
that
he says, she contradicts. But clearly, they're you know, they loved each other, and it's just
yeah.
it's such a cute it's little
not
beautiful
about
little
the details,
thing.
Details, man. It's all yeah. about yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. So this is my. Number seven. This was performed by the MGM Orchestra back in that
Ooh.
Time. Written by Frederick Lowe. 1958 from the musical Gigi. I remember it well.
I love that.
Number seven.
We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. We dined with friends.
We dined alone.
A tenor sang.
A baritone.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. That dazzling April moon.
There was none that night. And the month was June.
That's right. That's right.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes. I remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday night when we had our last rendezvous, and somehow I foolishly wondered if you might by some chance be thinking of it too. That carriage ride.
You walked me home.
You lost a glove.
I lost a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky.
We had some rain.
Those Russian songs.
From sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no. Not you. How strong you were. How young and gay. A prince of love in every way.
Oh, yes. I remember it well.
Oh, yeah,
Maurice Chevalier.
I love those old musicals. Like the lyrics, like the melodies are always great, but the lyrics are the best part of it.
Yeah,
you know, all the Gershwin ones and the Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah,
my wife goes insane for that stuff.
Yeah,
and it's easy to see why.
Yeah, that's just they're just. I mean, you know, you can say what you want about musicals, but
some of them are corny.
Yeah, but they are what they are. You know, they serve their purpose perfectly.
Yeah,
I love them.
And so, most of them are just like exquisitely written.
That the absolutely
music was, yeah,
yeah.
So, I have a feeling that you just started my wife on a musical kick. She's like, "We got to watch all the musicals now."
Oh,
like,
boy,
oh, shit.
Well, you're welcome.
I'll be thanking you 2 months from now when we watched Singing in the Rain for the 40th time. I do like that movie, though. But anyhow.
Go ahead, brother. That's with
Brian,
your number six.
That's Brian Blake's number seven. My number six is from 1980. It's... no, it's just sad. I'm thinking about this song. Did I make the sound? I did make the sound.
No, you know. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking about how sad it is that this song was released as a single after the singer died. I'm talking about John Lennon.
Mm.
This is from 1980. This is off of Double Fantasy. This is a song called Woman.
Okay.
You mentioned Beautiful Boy earlier.
Yeah.
And that's like just a completely bare bones, heartfelt expression of love to his boy. This is the one to Yoko. And it was well earned because John Lennon was kind of a what's the polite way to put it? Kind of a screw up in the 70s. You know, in the 70s, especially, you heard about his Lost Weekend.
Everything. Yeah.
You know, two and a half years or something just away from Yoko, going out, just getting wasted every night down at the Troubadour or whatever. And, you know, grabbing every girl he could find. You know, I mean, he was doing that. I've heard that he was doing that before the Lost Weekend when he was still with Yoko, like just getting drunk at parties and just grabbing random women. And saying, you know, let's go, you and me in the bathroom, whatever. And he was a horrible husband for a long time. Like he really treated her like dirt. And it took
until then.
Well, yeah, because they reconciled. They gave birth to Sean Lennon in 1975, and basically, when John went on a 5-year hiatus from music after. After Sean was born and decided to clean up his act, become the doting father, the proud husband, the good husband, and completely changed his life around. And him and John and Yoko had like a whole new phase of their relationship, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, after 5 years, he decided, you know, I'm ready to get out there again. I got some songs that I've been writing, and they released Double Fantasy, and it's just sad because as soon as this happened, you know, got assassinated. Woman is one of my favorite songs off that record. John said that it is a grown-up version of Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's more mature. It's more, you know, after you've been around, you know, it's his like, Woman, please let me express my inner feelings and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success. You know, this isn't like puppy love. This is like, you're my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, I can't even try to explain to you how I feel about you, you know? So this is it's a classic, and it's one of his best. John Lennon from 1980. You got anything to add?
No, I'm excited to hear it.
You know the song, right?
I'll have to hear it.
You know. As soon as it comes on, you'll be like, oh, yeah. This is Woman off of Double Fantasy, my number six.
Number six.
Woman, I can hardly express my mixed emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feeling and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
John Lennon, we miss you, buddy. That's my number six. Ryan Blake, what's your number six?